This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a time not really all that long ago when space travel, the whole building a spaceship and putting people in it thing, took basically a whole country to do, a big country at that. Today, as we know, there is a whole new private space race going on, a race that traces back to 1996 and something called the XPRIZE, and a guy by the name of Peter Diamandis, the story of which is told in Julian Guthrie's new book. It's called How to Make a Spaceship. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Probably ought to start with Peter Diamandis, who he was and why he was obsessed, I guess is the word, with space.
He really was obsessed. He's the biggest space geek, and I say that as a compliment, who I've ever met. So he was 8 years old when Apollo 11 landed in July 1969, and he was transfixed, I think like so many people were. He went out from there on this kind of adventure story, and originally with the mission of getting to space through NASA.
Well, so let's actually take that as a jumping off point, because go back 20 years, plus or minus, and remind me how crazy it was back then to suggest that private industry, private people, were going to be leading this country into space in the next generation and not the government.
Well, it was completely crazy. It was a crazy notion. And Peter, you know, realized that NASA was either winding down manned space missions. You know, the Apollo missions were canceled, and then there were these tragedies that involved the space shuttle. Mm. So private space just did not exist. The three largest governments, United States, the then Soviet Union, and China, were the only ones who were able to send man and machine to space and return him safely back to Earth. Mm-hmm. So thinking about this, you know, to do this privately was a seemingly crazy idea.
So he comes up with this idea then of the XPRIZE with a very specific set of circumstances. What were they?
It's interesting because he got this idea for a modern-day space prize, kind of a private race to space, by reading Lindbergh's The Spirit of St. Louis, reading that a fellow named Raymond Orteig had offered a $25,000 prize to aviators who could fly from New York to Paris or Paris to New York. And Peter had this aha moment, and he thought, you know, what if I could do for private space what Orteig, through Lindbergh and through this prize, did for commercial aviation? He launched the XPRIZE, announced it in 1996, $10 million prize for the first private non-governmental team that can get to 100 kilometers, 62 miles.
Well, take me now out to the Mojave Desert then, and talk to me about scaled composites and Burt Rutan and how this all comes together to make that very first flight.
Oh, my God. This is, you know, one of the great moments in entrepreneurial adventure stories. I mean, I love Burt Rutan. He is, I don't use the word genius lightly, but he really is. So there's a race to the end. There are other teams who are in the hunt trying to win this prize as well. So come, you know, 2003, Burt Rutan has rolled out this private spaceship program, and he launches his first attempt at suborbital flight in June 2004 and made history in that moment. That was a precursor to two XPRIZE flights. The XPRIZE required promote reusability in rockets, that you had to fly twice within 2 weeks to the so-called start of space.
What's the difference between what Burt Rutan and Scaled Composites did with the Spaceship One flights as part of the XPRIZE, and what Jeff Bezos is doing now with his company and what Elon Musk is doing with SpaceX?
Really, what Burt did was suborbital flight. And what Elon Musk is doing is orbital, which is, you know, a magnitude mm-hmm. of difference. What Jeff Bezos is doing is kind of a stepping stone approach. Mm-hmm. He started with suborbital, and now his pursuit is also orbital. And Elon and Jeff Bezos are both looking to get passengers right. to space within by the time the decade is out.
Would you take a ride?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if I want to be the first on it.
Fair enough. It's called How to Make a Spaceship by Julian Guthrie. Julian, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
We've got an excerpt of her book on our website, of course, marketplace.org.